hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And we kick off hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving with one of my favorite divers on the planet and just all-around swell guy, Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center is on the phone. How you doing, Captain?
I'm doing great, Greg. How the heck are you doing, buddy?
Well, yeah, I'm fine, you know, but really, you're the one I'm worried about because last week, you know, Neil Watson was on the air and he was telling me about Captain Slate's 60-year birthday extravaganza. I mean, and I'm surprised you can speak, or let alone walk and function.
It's the classic old statement, brother, that if we knew we were going to live this long, we'd have taken better care of ourselves. The fact that I made 40 was an oddity, but 60 is unbelievable.
Yeah, and you're still kicking kicking butt down there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo. That's where you're hanging today, I take it, right?
I am, yep. Waiting on, we're doing reading on the deck of one of the boats. We're just updating, getting ready for the big spring break.
Big spring break, yeah, that's just right around the corner. And before then, though, you're going to take a little, take a little time off with Neil and the crew there on the Aquacat. You're preparing for that adventure, I know, right?
Oh yeah, we leave Saturday, and of course, the Neilster, the dive god, will be on there. You were on there last year. We had a wonderful time, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful trip. And we got to sold out to a bunch of diver dirtbag icons, so we're looking forward to that trip as usual. And there's a couple of innocent bystanders, people that have never been on a trip with this crowd before, so they're going to be up for a rude awakening, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Are you going to take them to swim with the pigs, or do we know?
Oh, yes. The pig dive is a mandatory dive now on our trip, just like the shark dives.
There you go. All right. So did you make up your special T-shirts? You had special shirts last time on this trip.
No, I got lazy. I'm getting regular shirts, but I do have the picture to take along with us.
There you go. Do you got anything on your list of things now that you're 60 years old, Captain, that you're going to do special? I mean, are you pretty much done things like three or four times over? So.
Yeah. As far as diving, I'm pretty much there, except for some spots in the old Pacific I haven't gotten to, but I'm going to get there. But I guess just making 61 is my main effort right now.
All right, a modest goal indeed. I mean, the guy's in fine shape. You're built like a brick, you know, blank house. You know what I mean? You're working out. You hardly look like you're over 40, if you ask me, Captain.
Well, thank you, sir. I was in the gym today. I got to keep that up. You know, I mean, how am I going to pick up these college kids on the boat all day long whenever I look like I'm 60?
Yes. Well, yeah, spring break will wear you out, and you've been through 60 of them so far. So,
God help me if I did that, right?
Now, Captain, now, I know you're working out of Key Largo right now, and at the first of the year, you guys started a new partnership with the Gulfstream Eagle Liveaboard, right?
Yes, we did.
So what does that entail, and has it already started?
Yes, we ran our first trip last week. She's sitting here at what I call our long dock. We dock our boat straight in, and we dock this one along the big dock next door, our lots. And she's sitting right here now, and we run 2 to 7 day liveaboard trips, just like Mark always has with the Gulfstream Eagle, except we're running them up and down the Keys, and we run from Key West to Dry Tortugas.
So you're saying you do, there's some trips that are only 2 days?
Yes, he'll do a 2 day trip. Some regular day groups that come down with us only have a weekend to go, so they go out on Friday night and come back Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be nice and convenient. Sure, cruise down to Key Largo, especially if you're in Florida, and have a little mini liveaboard experience then, huh?
Absolutely, it's an absolute great boat, and I tell you, you're not supposed to say this about your mother, that anybody cooks better than her, but Pasha, the cook on the boat, I eat over on the boat every night. It's like the hotel is sitting here at the dock, and so if you don't gain weight on this trip, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, okay. And then what are they doing on the 7-day trips? They're cruising out of Key Largo at your place there at the top of the Keys, and then what, cruising down the Tortugas or what?
Well, we're going to do the Tortugas trips. We're actually going to pick up the people at Oceanside Marina in Key West.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll go from there out to Tortugas and back to Key West, because that's a trip in itself.
I got you.
And,
okay.
And we're just going to take the boat, drive it down to Key West, and meet them at Oceanside Marina, and they can park their cars there.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you got one trip that goes from, like, Key Largo down to Key West.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and you can kind of crew, stop along the way, hit a lot of the wrecks or whatever along the way, I guess.
Absolutely. That's what we've done already. It's working out great. We're just having a good time.
Now, you do your land-based operation there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. Are you tempted to kind of, you know, pack up a shop and just hop on board the liveaboard for a couple days now?
Well, personally, I am. But we still do our day trips here with the four boats, and we got the glass bottom boat running almost every day this time of year, because it's that type of season. Whenever the non-divers come in town in the winter, they want to go out on the glass bottom boat, so we run that every day. And right now, I pulled one boat out, the last boat that we're repairing. We're getting her up to speed, so when spring comes, they're going to see all our new boats are redone boats. We really spent a lot of time and money on them. They look great.
Yeah, they're going through a refurb, huh?
Exactly.
I gotcha.
From the engines to decks to paint, the whole thing.
Nice. Now, you know, I had Clay from Explorer Ventures mention something to me last week, because we're going to be in the Turks and Caicos while you guys are in the Bahamas, and he was telling me at this time of year, the visibility in the Caribbean and in Florida is actually better than it was like 3 months ago. Is that what you encounter in Key Largo too, or not necessarily?
Well, not necessarily if we have a blow, because the shallowness of the barrier reef, which we have here. But today we were just talking, this week has been the clearest water in our canal. I'll tell you that, I mean, you could throw a dime in and see it in the bottom, which is right under the boat's about 12 feet. It is amazing how clear this canal is. And so it's been nice on the reef. We did have wind last week, and it cleared up pretty much over the weekend, and this week's been good again. So we're fine.
Well, that was kind of an interesting scenario. He said it was clear, though, in the wintertime. And I understand, like, you know, storms and wind are going to stir up the vis, but is it generally in the cooler water you're going to have clearer water, or have you ever heard such a thing?
Well, the one thing that doesn't happen in winter is the green algae blooms.
Ah, okay.
That would definitely make it clearer. And we haven't had, fortunately, an algae bloom to an extent in a few years. But, yes, that does happen in the summer when it's warmer. And that really does make the vis less than you would have.
I got you. Now, you're going to be in the Bahamas. We're going to be in the Turks and Caicos, a little further south than where you guys are diving next week. But I imagine the water temp's going to be about the same as what you have in Key Largo. So what are you encountering down there right now?
Oh, I'm wearing my 5mm with no hood, toasty. And I've still got these crazy people coming down from Chicago, friends of mine, that are diving without a wetsuit. I don't know how they do it.
Yes. Well, you're diving a 5mm yourself, though?
Yeah, I'm a guy. I just do a 5mm, and you know I'm warm as toast. I was doing a 3mm to about last month, and I took my 5mm back on.
Yeah,
but that's all I'm going to take with me. I don't wear a hood.
Right. Well, do you have any idea what the water temp is, or you just
74?
About 74. Okay, yeah. So it's like spring water right about now.
Yeah, it's like diving in the springs. It's about 72 there, but it's not. I snorkeled Sunday out with a group, and I didn't have a wetsuit on, and other than the first initial little chill, I was fine in a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Do you think the water temp in the Bahamas is going to be a little warmer than it is where you are in Key Largo, or do you expect it to be the same?
I thought it was the same last couple of trips when we went in January. It was pretty regular to here. I didn't notice any difference.
Yeah, well, see, as you can tell, I'm asking these questions because I'm not sure what to do about my Turks and Caicos trip. Now you made me nervous. Now I'm thinking,
George Wazinski, who comes down with us from Chicago, I mean, he never puts a wetsuit on. I've never seen that man in 30 years I've known him dive with a wetsuit.
Well, yeah, he's like cold-blooded or something, too. Look at him. He looks kind of frosty when you look at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
He kind of has that whole Santa Claus thing going for himself.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that crowd. You got a very colorful crew on your liverboard boat there with the Aquacat, no doubt.
Well, we'll miss taking the show on there, buddy. It'll be fun.
Well, I expect to get a full report from you and Neil when you guys get back to shore, assuming you make it.
Yes, and assuming the Devil's Triangle doesn't swallow us up.
Exactly. So, yeah, and you know, we'll compare notes. We'll compare notes on the diving, on the water temp, the works and stuff. You know, I'm bringing mermaids with me to the Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, you know, life as a freaking radio guru is not bad, is it?
It's not bad if you can get away with it, as they say, right? Now, if I know I'm not making it to 60, so I might as well blow it out while I can.
That's exactly. Well, I thought the same thing.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, who knows? Yeah. Maybe I have a future after all. No telling.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so you got your liverboard trip there in the Turks and Caicos. You guys fly into Nassau, right?
Well, we fly into Nassau, and we go out of Nassau down, you know, the route down the Exumas and cut across and come up the, or down the Lutheran and come across to the Exumas.
Yeah, and if you go to Staniel Key, assuming the weather conditions will cooperate with you, are you planning to bring a pig back with you this time, or are you going to just leave them, you know, make your move and kind of have a little fling there one evening and that's it?
Probably like last year, because this time I'm bringing a girly friend along, so I don't know if she'd put up with sleeping in the bed with a pig.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work. So, yeah, you just have to go, you know, have a quick, you know, jump in the water with them, swim with them a little bit. I mean, after what we did last year with the swimming pigs, I'll never forget that. I mean, how do you improve on such an encounter? Do you have a plan, or are you just going to go with it?
Oh, there's no doubt. We all thought it was a myth when Neil told us the story, and we got there, and those six pigs came flying out of the brush. That was really funny. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was quite an adventure in itself. Yeah, after shark diving, mantas, whale sharks, and then you get to snorkel with swimming pigs. I mean, it just doesn't. You can't even. And when Neil told us about it, we just didn't believe it until we saw it. That's what was so bizarre about it. And indeed, it does exist. Daniel Key in the Bahamas. The swimming pigs. But, I mean, are you bringing a camera? Are you going to plan on doing, like, a special photo op this year? Or are you just going to...
Oh, of course.
You're just going to go out there and wing it with them, as usual?
Oh, I'm going to wing it, but all the guys on the boat, and I'll bring my camera. So we'll get some good shots for you. There's no doubt.
Yes, get plenty of shots. I want to see that. And I'm sure you'll have some shots on the boat, too. But those won't be with the camera, I have a feeling. But I know you're going to have a great old time at Caps Late. And once again, happy birthday. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there at your adventure. But you know what? We'll probably see you, what, the Chicago Dive Show, maybe.
That's right. I will be there.
Yeah, so we can compare notes a couple weeks after our little adventures. And yeah, that way we can check up with your other Chicago friends, too. They can give me a firsthand report, and we'll broadcast together from our world underwater. How about that?
I agree.
All right, Captain, take care, buddy.
And thank you, buddy, and you have a good time on your trip.
Yeah, that's the only thing that'll be missing. That burp you just heard was recorded on the Aquacat last year when I dived with Captain Slate, Neil Watson, and the crew. They're going to repeat that adventure this week, and of course they'll use Captain Slate's burp as the recall signal if there's any problems on board, I would imagine. Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to find out here in a couple weeks, and we'll give you the full report. Hey, since we're in the Keys, why don't we head down to the lower Keys? Captain Scott Hopp, our friend down there, dive and fishing reporters up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, preparing for our Turks and Caicos live aboard with the folks at Explorer Ventures. Today's show is on tape because we're traveling today. And, of course, as I said earlier, next week, big show recorded from the deck of the Explorer Ventures Turks and Caicos EV2 live aboard vessel. You will not want to miss it. It'll be fun, crazy, nutty, wacky, because we got Linda Chorney on board. We got mermaids on board. CJ's going to do his advanced open water certification. And, of course, we have all our scuba radio, scuba cruise listeners that are going to be on board with us. It's going to be quite an event. But, hey, you know, we were just in Key Largo. Why not stay there? I got Captain Scott Hopp on the line from WFFG, World's Finest Fishing Grounds Radio, and he's on scuba radio now. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Greg. Good to have, good to hear your voice.
You got it. Back at you, buddy. Now, I just talked to Captain Slade. He said conditions are quite nice down there, especially for diving. What's going on in the lower part of the Keys where you're based out of?
You know, we took on one of the strongest cold fronts we've had in years down here. And I don't know what it's going to do to change the reef around a little bit. I know it has to clear some things out. Those cold fronts are real important because they get all the goo, I guess, off out of the reef system and kind of get it ready to rejuvenate. So I know it's going to be outstanding, but it's cold. The water is really cold down here right now.
Yeah, Captain Slade was telling me it's around 72, 74 degrees right now, kind of like spring water up in Central Florida temps. Is that what you're seeing as far down as Key West, too, or no?
Well, we had some of our backcountry guides had some water temperatures in the low 60s. Now, out on the reef, it's around 72, 73. We pretty much have the same temperatures throughout Key Largo all the way down to Key West. It's not a big variation, but this time of year you get such great visibility because of the clean, cooler water.
Yeah, well, then I was talking to Captain Slade about that, too. That is what you see, too, just because there's, what, less algae in the water, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, it churns it up, Greg. When that northeast blows 25, we had 30, 35 knot winds for 2 days, and all of that churn ends up just kind of scrubbing the reef and making it shiny new. It really is quite a difference once you get through the winter cycle.
There you go. Now, I know you do a lot of fishing yourself, Captain, down there in Cudjoe Gardens Marina, by the way, is where they're based out of. But what are you fishing for right now? Are you doing any, lobster hunting or crab hunting or anything like that as far as from a dive or snorkeling perspective?
No, that is something that's not really happening now. We've had a few people go in the water and get it. The lobster really tapers off when the traps go in the water. The commercial side of it does its share to keep the population down. So it's not all that great in the winter. You can get them. The bugs are around. I've done nothing with stone crab yet this year. Right now I'm actually I'm out on the water pulling bait traps, trying to get some pinfish for my offshore trips. And that didn't turn out so well either. We didn't end up with any in our traps. So, you know, kind of quiet as far as the shallower waters, but the offshore is going ballistic. We've got sailfish, reports of sailfish yesterday, got some blackfin tuna, and we got a run of yellowfin tuna running the reef edge right now, which is pretty extraordinary for the Keys. It happens every winter, but you can never place it, you know, when it's going to happen, and it's happening right now.
Well, you know, last time we were down there, I told you I wanted to go tuna fishing, and since we have done that, you know, and we haven't spoke since I went over to Guadalupe to dive with great white sharks, I actually got the opportunity to help reel in a yellowfin tuna, 150 pounder.
Oh, nice. And that is a fish on steroids, I'll tell you. That is one magnificent fight.
Well,
nothing like it.
It was quite intense, however, we got it to right ready to take out of the water. They were going to do fresh sushi, the whole thing. I was all excited. And up comes the 18-foot great white, and chomp, one bite, chomp, two bites, fish gone.
Wow, well, that's one way to get rid of a whole pile of sushi quick.
This is true. It didn't really take away from the whole adventure. It kind of added to it, actually. But, yeah, I missed the sushi, and it gives me a reason to come back down to the Keys and go tuna fishing with you. How about that?
That's outstanding. Yeah, that'd be great. Again, the tuna fishing down here in the winter is pretty darn predictable, blackfins especially, and sometimes the yellowfins. But you know what else shows up?
What's that?
On the humps, we've got amberjack, and the amberjack, I don't know if it's a spawn or they just congregate getting ready after the holiday. I don't know why they get together, but all the sharks show up out at the humps, the Key Largo hump, out of the Isla Mirada.
Ah, there you go. Black and fish sandwich coming my way in the Florida Keys. I feel it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me is one of our other Scuba Radio scuba cruisers. Yes, CJ. This is his first live aboard. He's on Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, I am so psyched, Greg. I can't stand it. We're getting close.
Yes, we are getting very close. Actually, we are literally flying to the Turks and Caicos as we speak because we're taping this. And I'm calling CJ right now, and I know you're packing your stuff up. You're getting all ready to go. What have you prepared for? What do you expect to experience on your first liveaboard dive adventure, CJ?
Well, I've seen the video that you've shot of Mermaid Nikki on scubaradio.com. So I've been watching that like in an endless loop on my computer.
Yes.
And it just, God, if that doesn't get you psyched to go diving, I don't know what will.
Yeah, well, you know, we heard last week from Clay, the Viz is supposedly going to be better. It's whale season. I'm looking forward to it, quite the adventure, and I've been diving a few years more than you have. And literally, this is your first liveaboard dive adventure, and it's going to be interesting to see the expression on your face, because you have a tendency to make some pretty, I don't know, unique faces in some of the Scuba Radio pictures there at scubaradio.com. So
I have been known to get a bit animated.
Yes, there you go. That's the right word. So,
yeah, but I'm so excited. I mean, I can't think of a cooler trip to go on in January. Half the country's freezing their butts off, and we're going diving with whales.
Yes, it's not a bad gig if you can get away with it. Not to mention the fact, not only are we going to have such a great time, you're going to do some continuing education and work on your Patty advanced open water dive certification. You making progress on your course material for that?
Well, I have the CD-ROM, and I'm getting ready to look at that. I don't know how long does that take. I've got a couple of nights here.
You got plenty of time. Takes you a few hours to go through, maybe 2-3 hours to go through the 5 modules that we're going to cover. But we'll cover that. If nothing else, you can take the book on the plane and read it on the way. We'll get you hooked up. All right, you ready?
Sounds good.
You got your Dan card too, right?
I do. I'm all set up. I got my new Dan card and my new number, and I'm all insured.
All right, there you go. He needs that since I'm his dive instructor, of course. All right, more coming up. Matter of fact, we're going to check in with Nikki. She's not going, but she's going to brush up on her Con Ed as well. That's next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
That's it, do you know that?
It's not Dave?
That's it, do you know
that? That creep, really? Okay, Greg. Here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
Okay, put away the firearms. But Nikki, or Mermaid Nikki, is on the line right now. And I'm having her on because I kind of feel a little guilty. Nikki, how you doing? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Yeah, I mean,
always a pleasure.
It is. It's always a pleasure to have Mermaid Nikki on the show. And by the way, check out her website, mermaidnikki.com. Got to get that in there. But
N-I-K-K-I.
Excuse me?
N-I-K-K-I. Some people don't know how to spell it.
Oh, okay, yeah, Nikki with an I, exactly. All right, gotcha. Now, but the thing is she's not going on our Turks and Caicos trip this time. She went last time and is staying home. You would think, you know, it's not punishment or anything, but she's actually studying to become a diving professional. Are you doing well with this, Nikki, or what?
Yeah, it's going. I'm off to a good start.
You've already done your advanced open water certification, you know, requirements in the Turks and Caicos last time. We're getting the paperwork all squared away for that. And now she's launching into rescue diver. Have you gotten an idea of what is going to be entailed in this endeavor here, Nikki, or what?
Apparently, people's lives are going to be in my hands. So,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I guess it's okay.
You guess it's okay.
As long as there's no retards around me.
Freaking idiot.
As long as there are no retards around you. Okay. That's a good attitude. No retards are allowed to hang with Nikki when she's doing a rescue diver.
Making bad decisions.
Yeah, since it's all about just becoming a better diver, so if you do encounter someone who's having a problem, you'll be able to save them. And I can imagine there's a few people listening right now that would love to be saved by Mermaid Nikki.
Hey, Mary.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yep, and I would love to save them.
They may be falling over dead just to see if you'll perform CPR on them. You hear what I'm saying?
Call me daddy.
I hear what you're saying.
And what would happen in that scenario? How do you feel about that? You ready? You're going to take the plunge. You're going for it. You want to be a dive professional. It's time to turn your passion into your profession, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm willing to do what it takes.
You're willing to do what it takes. And what is the ultimate goal there, Nikki? You want to become dive instructor?
Yeah, I'm going to be dive instructor, Mermaid Nikki, Super Mermaid Nikki.
Super Mermaid instructor. Nikki. That's right.
Nikki instructor, super. It's kind of long, I know, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of a big deal, so you got to work up your certification level to kind of match the title, right?
Totally.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
Yes, and so we're going to work through this process on Scuba Radio. So she's staying home. Right now she's on Rescue Diver and going through her PADI Rescue Diver manual and working through that, and we'll get her in the water, cover the whole process on Scuba Radio, and see how many lives she can actually save. That's what it's all about, is saving lives, right?
Totally.
Oh, gnarly!
Nikki, you're not selling it enough for me. I don't hear that passion
in
your
voice. Yeah, it's all about saving lives and making sure everybody's safe out there, having a great time diving, but always being safe.
Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about. See, that's my dive instructor message to you. You need to kind of bring the attitude up, you know, bring the enthusiasm up a notch. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
You just don't believe any of it, do you?
Don't make me smack you.
Oh, I do.
She'll come around. She's my dive student. I got to coach her a little bit here and there. All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio. Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii. right.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. Walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Star Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he is my roomie on the AquaCat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We're looking ahead to our liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos, but we can't forget the fact that as soon as we get back, it's all going to be almost time for the Our World Underwater Dive Show in Chicago. On the line is Pat Hammer from Scuba Emporium and the guy behind that fine organization up in Chicago. How you doing, Pat?
Greg, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm getting ready to go to the Turks and Caicos on a liveaboard for a week, and so, you know, it can't get much worse than that. You know what I mean?
Fantastic. Well, I'm enjoying the beautiful snow and the 0-degree temperatures here in Chicago.
All right. Well, you're going to have to warm it up there. Well, maybe this is my payback for going living in paradise for a week. I got to go suffer in Chicago for a weekend. But, hey, you know, it's okay. We stay inside. We basically think warm thoughts there in the convention center and talk diving with all the Midwestern divers there in the area. Chicagoland, I look forward to it. It was a blast last year. I know we're kicking it up a notch this year, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, this is our 38th show, and so 38 years we've been running, and we have over 230 booths coming. We're looking to bring in about 15,000 people. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, last year I had such fun up there in Chicago for the dive show. I didn't really know what to expect because we hadn't been there for a couple of years, but, man, it was a great event, and, you know, we are going to bring it up, you know, kick it up a notch here from Scuba Radio because we're bringing our mermaids along for this year's extravaganza. That's going to be an event in itself, don't you think?
Oh, I know that's going to be wonderful. We're going to warm up that pool for them, so I know they're going to need some warm water.
Yeah, so they're going to need, maybe we can find some Chicagoland divers to keep them warm. Maybe, you know, they can cuddle or something. I don't know. We'll have to work out something there, Pat. But
sounds good.
I think we're going to have quite the photo opportunity for our Chicago friends and listeners up there and look forward to hanging with them. Now, once again, you do have the dive pool up there, so people will be able to try scuba, and I would imagine you'll have some in-water demos and stuff throughout the weekend as well, right?
We've got a few of those planned, yes.
And it's, by the way, before I forget, it's ourworldunderwater.com. Go right there, check out the website. You can get all the information you need if you're in the Midwest the weekend of, right after Valentine's Day, the 15th of February, correct?
Correct. correct. 15th, 16th, and 17th.
All right. So, and it happens Friday night, 5 to 9. You have a little pre-weekend diver party. That actually was really happening last year. So if you want to, you know, cruise on over after work, a great place to hang out. And then everybody maybe might indulge in a beer or two after the event as well, don't you think?
Oh, I know so. The new Hyatt Regency there?
Yeah?
Been completely remodeled, and the bar is phenomenal.
Aha. Okay, well, we'll have to do some exploring. That's a whole
Absolutely.
Part of the adventure, the dive adventure. It's all you got to do a little exploring, and maybe that includes the bar there at the Hyatt Regency at a dive show. That's Glenn's. If you can't dive, you might as well talk about it and drink, I guess, right?
Absolutely. We have a good time with everybody.
We drink like fish, let's admit it, when we're not diving. All right, so I know you got a lot of film festivals and special guests coming. Fill me in. What's going on in that regard?
Well, John and Richie will be back. Stan Waterman, of course, is going to be back. And so we've got some great presentations for Friday night and Saturday night. The film festivals Saturday night are so good. We're anticipating about 1,500 people this year.
Wow.
Normally we get about 1,000 or 1,200.
So, okay, so yeah, Stan Waterman's there, John Chatterton, Richie Kohler's Shadow Divers. You have any idea what they're planning, or just their typical mayhem that'll entertain everyone for hours?
It's going to be the typical entertainment for an hour or two.
Yeah, they've already agreed to join me on the show. We're literally going to broadcast live from Our World Underwater this year from 2 to 4 local time, by the way, there in Chicago. John and Richie are going to join me. You're going to hang out with me. We're going to just make it a big party atmosphere there in Chicago. I really look forward to it. By the way, what have you been doing diving-wise yourself, Pat? Because I know you're preparing for the show, so you're probably up there in the Great White North for now, at least till the show gets complete there in February. But then is it off down to your operation down there in South Florida to warm up a little or what?
Actually, that's like the day after.
Yes, I would imagine
so. Down there, warm up in Florida.
There you go. You got a new operation, relatively new. It's been around for a year or so, down in where is it at down there?
Lauderhill.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, Lauderhill, right next door to it.
Oh, okay, Lauderhill, okay.
Yeah. The Hammer Times in Fort Lauderdale.
The Hammer Times in Fort Lauderdale, the dive boat you got. And, of course, it's Scuba Emporium, Florida, your Florida connection to the Chicago stores. And what have you been doing down there lately? What's been going on down there at the shop down in South Florida?
Oh, classes have been going great, and the boat's going out a lot, so the diving's been beautiful. So we've been all excited. You know, the water's changing a little bit now.
Yeah.
For me, from up north, I love it anyway.
Yeah, well, we've been talking for the entire show about the water temp right now in Florida and the Caribbean, even in the Turks and Caicos, how it's in the right 72, 74 degree range, right around the Florida spring temperature, which for a warm water wuss like myself is freezing cold. But, however, for someone like you, you're like, hey, it's bathtub water, right?
Absolutely.
It's like a sauna.
In the world, you'll be able to see a Caribbean dry suit, so you can wear a dry suit down there.
Yeah, there you go. Now, I mean, for someone like you, seriously, Pat, all right, when you go diving in Florida, are you even wearing a wetsuit? Fess up.
I wear a shorty.
You wear a shorty in like 72, 74, that's all you need?
Yeah, because I don't like getting too hot.
There you go. I hear you. All right.
See, I love it down there, boy.
I don't know. That's at least 3 mil for me, and that'll last me for about 40 minutes. And the second dive, I'm like, hey, come on. Hey, mermaids, come over here. I need to cuddle. That's my excuse. Yeah, see, you gotta work it some way, right?
Right, exactly, and I like the way you're working it.
There you go. All right, as long as my wife's not looking. So you got Scuba Emporium Florida, Scuba Emporium in Chicago. The website, scubaemporium.com?
Correct.
Yeah, so go there and get information about the dive site Chicago and South Florida, and of course, I'll also get your information about Our World Underwater. OurWorldUnderwater.com is the website. And, of course, you will hear Scuba Radio live from Our World Underwater on February 16th, I believe is that Saturday. And make sure if you're in the Midwest listening to the show today, you make your plans to join us. It's going to be quite a party. We'll bring a few little surprises and, you know, on top of the mermaids. We'll bring other things besides them. So we got quite a party planned and look forward to it, Pat.
Yeah, I look forward seeing all of you in Chicago.
You got it. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
It's a mismatch. You are not a catch. Get off my hook with all your good looks and go back to your
and welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. That's Linda Chorney, by the way, from her latest release, Chornography. Song's called Fins. How appropriate for divers, obviously. And she's going to perform that song for us, hopefully live, on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures to Live Aboard as we go cruising next week around the islands of the Turks and Caicos. It's going to be quite a blast. Now, on the phone with me, however, Single Scott. You've heard him on the show before. Went diving with him in Saba on Explorer Ventures Live Aboard there. However, he's going to join us on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise next week. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great, man. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. I'm packed up. I'm ready to do some diving. Are we going to hang or what?
Oh, yeah. I did some packing last night. Lots of batteries for the lights and batteries for the cameras for those mermaids, and I think I'm ready to go.
Yes, we're going to have quite the photo op with the mermaids, no question. I know they're very excited. And you know, you've been diving all over the place. I mean, when we met you on the Saba Live Aboard with Explore Ventures, I think you were on your third week in a row on that trip, and you've done this quite a bit. However, have you been on the Turks and Caicos Explore Ventures Live Aboard?
I have been on the boat when I was diving Turks and Caicos, although at that time I was landbound, and I did some day trips with some other dive operations there. I've dove some sites there. It's wonderful, but I've never done the whole live aboard there.
Okay, so this will be a first-time experience for you too then, huh?
It will be.
Now, and what's neat about this is that Scott went diving with us in Saba, and he actually wants to go diving with us again, which I guess that's an endorsement. Usually there's restraining orders put in place for things like this, Scott, but you're actually a glutton for punishment or what? What do you think?
Well, I guess we had a good time in Saba. You guys know how to have a good time, and so do I. And so I'm tagging along again.
All right. I think he fits well in our little world of wackiness. And it's going to be wacky indeed. We call him Single Scott because he's single, obviously, and he's looking for love. And we've been trying to hook him up. If you're a diver and want to travel the world, you're still looking for that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Now, I know, actually, next week you have a major announcement that you're going to premiere on the show that we record on the boat. Is that right?
Yes, I got a big announcement. It's going to be live on Scuba Radio a week from today.
A week from today, the show we record on the Explorer Ventures boat from the Turks and Caicos. You will not want to miss it. Not to mention we got mermaids, we got Linda Chorney live. It's going to be quite an event. And, of course, you'll get a glimpse into Live Aboard Diving, what it's like to be on one of these adventures. People on board are going to have fun. Hopefully, you'll have fun listening in, too. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.